a buttload of promo trends for 2021. Stay tuned. I got some killer ideas for you guys moving into this new year. Welcome to the Climb! This is a show dedicated to helping singers, songwriters, and indie artists like you create leverage in the music business. This is how you're going to get ahead, is by creating leverage. They're not going to come to you until you have leverage, until you have enough traffic, until you have enough proof that you're a songwriter who can write hits, an artist who's got traffic and fans and engagement. This is what you're going to need to get that record deal if that's what you want. I'm hoping you'll be conflicted about it. This is what you're going to need if you want that management deal, if you want that booking agency deal. And that's why we called it The Climb, C-L-I-M-B, creating leverage in the music business. That's a Baxter name from a good friend and co-host, Mr. Brent Baxter. Brent's an award-winning hit songwriter with cuts by Alan Jackson, Randy Travis, Lady Antebellum, Joe Nichols, and more. Got two number ones last year. On, is it Southern Gospel?
Southern Gospel.
Southern Gospel. And what I love about Brent is he helps songwriters like you turn pro by revealing how you write like a pro, how you do business like a pro. And then once you get your chops up, he's going to introduce you to the pros and create some relationships for you, which is the next step when the product is competitive and get you in the game. You can find Brent very easily at songwritingpro.com. Once again, that's songwritingpro.com.
And I would like to introduce you to my co-host, Johnny Dwinnell. Johnny owns Daredevil Production. They're breaking artists digitally by identifying new fans through data. Yeah, it's complicated, but thankfully, Johnny is smart. If you're an artist looking to increase your streams, blow up your video views, sell more live show tickets, and get discovered by new fans, TV, and music industry pros, then Daredevil Production can help. Daredevil has worked with multi-platinum artists like Colin Ray, Tracy Lawrence, Ty Herndon, and Andy Griggs, just to name a few. You can find Johnny at daredevilproduction.com. That is production singular, no S, and there is no S because there is no other. Johnny D. What's up, my brother?
Hey, brother, how you doing?
Man, I'm doing all right. Just enjoying life in America, and that's all I'm going to say about it. And
just waiting for it all to end.
That's all I'm saying. God bless.
Love y'all. My God. I'm focused on the Packers. That's what I'm trying to do right now. Just focus on the Packers.
I mean, I don't have the Titans to focus on anymore. So
by the time this drops, I hope that they have won the divisional playoff and that they are in the championship game on their way to the Super Bowl. So that's going to ease my pain of everything else that's going on this planet right now.
Yeah, so I'm just like saying, go Chiefs and go Razorback basketball. So at this point, since my Titans are out, I'm like, okay, switching to the Chiefs.
What a Chiefs!
We'll see y'all.
Fair weather friend, we're gonna kill you in the. It'll be a replay, Super Bowl I, which is Packers Chiefs. Hank Schramm back in the day. But today, man, we are going to talk about a buttload of promo trends for 2021, like some Instagram stats, video marketing trends, and I have some really cool social media video ideas that are quick, rapid fire stuff that artists and writers can do to just give you some good ideas, break some of that writer's block and that social media writer's block, content block that you have when you're not sure what to do. I think some of this stuff will turn you on. We're going to go real fast. It's going to be short attention span theater, okay?
Awesome.
We're not going to do so many deep dives. We're going to just fire over all these. But before we do that, let's take care of a little business. Mm-hmm. Subscribe to the podcast wherever you consume podcasts. We appreciate that. Make sure you get every single episode in line. You can go and cherry pick those when you have those nights of insomnia. That's how I do it. Join the Climb community. We have a great, thriving Facebook community of singers, songwriters, indie artists, indie musicians, all helping one another, putting information up there and answering questions for one another, getting co-writes together. I love that community, man, right? We got stuff going on there.
Man, we got good stuff going on there. Every week we like to share our new heights. So it comes out on Wednesday. We invite you to share your wins for the week, your music-related wins as a comment under New Heights. So if you just want a shot of like, man, people are doing it, positivity, encouragement, go to the New Heights in the Climb community. And I'd just like to share a couple of those. Let's see here. Davin Tillinghast said, just put out a new EP, an attempt to emulate the composers of the Great American Songbook, funded by my supporters on Patreon. I'm so grateful. So awesome, Davin. Congrats and good luck with that.
Patreon,
yes. Let's see, Will and Darlene Gunnell, for one of those being wrong. It said, I had a song picked up by Big Yellow Dog Music for pitching. Here's hoping for a cut. So Big Yellow Dog is legit. If you've heard of Meghan Trainor, Josh Keir, those kind of people.
Oh, yeah.
yeah, legit. Carla and the crew over there are the real deal. So good luck, Will and Darlene. Keep us in the loop. So just other stuff like that going on in the climb community. So come on over and share your wins. Big or small, we love them all.
Love it. All right. Leave a rating and review on iTunes if you want. We're trying to get to 200 before probably rating and reviews go away. I don't know.
Just, but who knows? Who knows the world?
Also, tell a friend about it. That's the biggest thing. We have so many people that binge this, which I'm proud of. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a new guy from your community, I think, Brent, that came on. He was just featured in American Songwriter Magazine as a songwriter spotlight, which is super cool. We gave him a shout out. And I think he mentioned something like, yeah, I started, I'm up to episode 100 now or something like that. He's been binging all that. Man, you know, that obviously it makes me proud because we're helping people and there's content there that people feel it's worth the time to spend to consume. Man, tell that to somebody, help somebody else out because they can really benefit from that, right?
Yeah, I mean, we do appreciate the time you're spending with us because we know that you could be on Facebook right now arguing with people over politics. And instead, hopefully you're listening to us and doing something to better your life. So we appreciate that. And, you know, we also want to thank our friends over at American Songwriter Magazine. Johnny just mentioned them, but
yeah,
we're proud to be part of the American Songwriter Podcast Network. I'm thumbing through. I don't know if you can hear it. Thumbing through my newest episode that hit my doorstep a couple days ago. Got Bob Marley on the cover. It's a Legends cover. And so anyway, we appreciate them. We're glad to be part of some. Oh, and my friend Janae Fleener's on an CSAC ad right here, all in her turquoise with her fiddle. So
love that
magazine. So we appreciate American Songwriter Magazine for letting us be part of the podcast network for some other amazing music podcast.
Heck yeah. All right. So let's get into it. You ready? Take a breath. Grab a cup of coffee. Yes,
because you said a buttload. And if you have quarantine butt, that's a big butt.
All right, here we go. So straight off the bat, 10 video marketing trends to help guide your online strategy. This is from Social Media Today. I'm going to share this. I'm going to post it in the Climb community as well so you can dig in a little bit. Number one, video usage in 2021. 99% of video marketers say they plan to continue using video in the future. Like, it's only going to continue to grow. This one I felt was crazy, but live stream boom on mobile devices. In 2021, the average U.S. consumer will have 9.5 video streaming apps installed on their smartphones. That's bananas. Okay. 9.5 different apps for video streaming. Are you streaming? Did we do a show on lighting? I mean, I wonder, maybe are we going to talk about
this? Yeah, two episodes ago? Yes.
Okay.
Like an hour on it? Yeah, might be
right. I feel like that's a good idea. I feel like that's a
good idea. So we're talking like what? Like YouTube and?
I mean, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. I'm sure there's apps I'm not even aware of.
Yeah, you know? I couldn't even name nine that are.
I don't think I could either.
Live streaming, other than like, you know, your Netflix and Disney Plus app and that kind of stuff. But that's
no, that's not live stream though. That's
that's something else. So
yeah, I mean, so that's bananas. More short form videos. So short form videos like TikTok and Instagram Reels will trend in 2021. Short attention span theater, right? Mm-hmm. And by the way, Reels right now, I just posted an article on the Climb community. Instagram's really trying to make a play to compete against TikTok with Reels. Whenever Facebook or Instagram comes out with a new feature that they put on the app, they're going to throttle your reach in the beginning to encourage people to get over there and try it out and play with it and make it popular. So right now, here it is. You just heard it. This is not going to last very long, but you're going to get way more reach on your Reels if you get in there and start messing around with Reels and get your head around some of the short form videos and make that work. And everything that you're doing,
the sugar up front to get you hooked. But you know what? Use it.
Yeah. Use it. I mean, use it as a little, like a little vitamin boost on your following.
Yeah.
You know, it's organic. It's free, right? Go do it. Yeah. Go get that. Go get on that right now. Top video trends, user generated video content. So users arriving on an e-commerce site or user generated video site are 184% more likely to purchase. So I think that matters for artists where you should be looking at some user-generated content that has anything to do with your art, with your song, with your music, with your brand, and know that those people are going to be more willing to purchase from you. And stay tuned, by the way, because we're going to do an episode here coming up with our good friend Lindsay Kirkendall. Mm-hmm. We have cooked up a super cool new strategy that is, I'm just going to say it. I think it's brilliant. And we've got two different artists that we're working with right now to help us roll it out, to help us that are going to be the guinea pigs to do this. And it's a way to get an indie artist right into cash flow, like almost immediately. And just we're doing a little twist on some things that you already know. And it all kind of boils around this e-commerce thing that we're talking about. So more on that later.
Cool.
Online video training is going to be up and huge. The reason I bring this up, this is like a business thing, obviously, but e-learning grew by 36.3% in 2020. Go figure, right? Because of COVID. And it's expected to continue to grow in 2021. But there are things that you can do. I'm going to cover some of these later on in this episode that you can use to take advantage of this trend, right? That don't have to be like an educational video course, but could be a little short bit educational thing in your stories or in reels or something like that. Video advertising growth, 12.6 billion by 2024.
Wow.
So the people are going to spend $12.6 billion on video ads in the next 3 years. They're going to spend 12.6 billion more. Okay. Mm-hmm. Video marketing trends. So we're talking about this from, we do a lot of video marketing for our artists at Daredevil. So these trends matter. This is how you're going to get out there. This is how you're going to get your art and yourself, the artist, in front of new eyeballs and do your thing. You're going to need to do some video marketing. That's why we took a podcast platform to talk about lighting, for crying out loud. I mean, that's how important it is. I'm not doing this for my health. I'm like, guys, you got to get on this right away. Yeah. Go buy a couple of cheap lights and figure this out. Interactive AR content in 2020, the augmented reality and virtual reality market is expected to hit $72.8 billion by 2024. So this is growing. You got some time to get on the beginning of this. I think this is worthy a little research. Find out, like, what are the cheapest ways you can shoot this, that you can use this? Be one of the first artists that's creating this, and maybe you become one of those anomalies that just blows up because you did something cool. And you're the leader, right? And then everybody else sort of follows you.
I mean, that reminds me of that, of the idea I had about doing an AR, like instead of Pokemon Go, it's like artist on the go, where, hey, I'm doing a concert somewhere around town today. See if you can find me virtually. Like if they could pre-record it doing a song, a hidden track, a something, and people show up or tell them where it is. And people show up with their AR with their headphones in and can, I wonder if you can do like the audio, like they capture it and they can, I don't know.
I mean, you know what you're doing? The conversations we had about what Marshmello and Travis Scott did on Fortnite, those are like the two biggies, but that's all like VR video game stuff, man.
Yeah.
And super, super cool. That's where it's at. Like, you know, FYI, not for nothing, but Warner just invested a boatload of money in Roblox, which just overtook Fortnite as a gaming platform. Roblox. So, you know, Warner knows, okay, this is where the kids are going to be.
Yeah.
Right. So we need to be able to have a backstage pass here. And how much is that going to cost? I think it was like $500 million or something ridiculous like that. So the rise of shoppable video. Shoppable videos have higher engagement rates than display advertising and will starting to trend in 2021. So you have shops now that you can set up on your Instagram, on your, you know, what are you selling? Like what are they, something that they can click through and see. You're going to have better engagement if you do that, as opposed to just go to Spotify, like ours or whatever. So you guys are gonna have to get a little bit more sophisticated on your marketing artists. Okay. This is what it's all about. And don't think it's different than it was last time. Cause radio tours, marketing, doing Pepsi ads and the Super Bowl halftime show, it's all marketing. Mm-hmm. You're always marketing. All right. So this is just a different form. Get over it.
By the way, you're mentioning like AR and streaming and stuff. It made me think, so this is a sidebar, something I'll throw in there. You know that you can get your own Roku channel?
No.
Yeah.
What?
Look it up.
Really?
Look it up. Yeah. So
shut the front door.
Yeah. And there are, I just looked it up. As the third quarter of 2020, Roku reported a total of 46 million monthly active users in the United States. So
fascinating.
Wow. Yeah, but I believe you can get your own Roku channel. People have talked to me about that. And it's like, yeah, you can do your own, you know, you can just put up a stream of whatever on there. So
something
to look at.
That's something you could advertise, right? Because if you got Roku, then you're just going to go click on it.
Yeah. Yeah, like here's a small business trend. This is from 2017, how to start a Roku channel for your small business.
That's ridiculous. That is so awesome. Think about it. Like if you reach out, like you could target friggin' Roku customers with a video ad and use that as a different way to, hey, shoot it out. And, oh, let's go check this out. It's got this, you know, to a consumer who doesn't know who you are, that you can, you know, hey, we know you like this kind of music, this kind of subgenre, and we know you have Roku. Here's a video. You can check it out on your Roku.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, why not? Channel. Why not?
And you put it right there on your, you know.
On your big screen.
Yeah, so launch your own Roku channel, a quick step-by-step guide. Boom, just pulled it up. That's from September of last year.
We might have to dive
why launch a Roku channel, two models for channel development, blah, 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 direct publisher, custom development. So, like, we could, like, for our podcast, once we finally get video going, get on to Zencastr, we could have the climb on Roku. And you could see our pretty faces right there. Have it right next to your Disney Plus and your whatever else and your Pandora and just go, yeah, what's on there?
We need to put our freaking money where our mouth is. You're right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So challenge, why can't an artist do that?
Yeah. And why aren't we? We need to do that too. Like, okay.
Because we're busy. I got five kids and you got no telling how many clients.
Well, here we are doing it. We just got to throw some cameras up and then do it. So finally, on this one here, virtual events are here to stay. 7 out of 10 event organizers moved their in-person event online in 2020, of course. Mm-hmm. Going forward, nearly half expect virtual events to continue trending. So I know this was trending before on this, where some of the social media Examiner, they have a big, huge convention every year in February down in San Diego, but you could also buy a virtual ticket if you couldn't make it, right? So you could be present at all these without physically being there and all the other breakout stuff for different prices. But why can't artists do this? Why wouldn't you do both now that you've been forced to sort of wade into this water of virtual? I don't want to stay virtual. I want it to go back, and it will go back to live concerts, tours, all that kind of stuff. But why not have like your backstage VIP with the live people plus also virtual and charge for that and be able to make combo platters of the two and increase your revenue because you're smarter than everybody else?
Well, just think about, let's say, I mean, this would work for possibly legacy artists or up and coming artists that are, you know, don't have the major thing yet. But yeah, why not like your virtual, you know, music festival? With all the extra content, basically like a virtual summit or something, you bring in your friends open for you. You do the concert, you do all this backstage access stuff that you got to buy a ticket though.
Yeah, exactly. And what, you know, what happens before the show? It's all, I mean, it's so amazing to do. It's a lot to take care of, but it generates money. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's what matters. All right, moving on. We are moving fast. This is a blog on Hootsuite, 44 Instagram stats that matter to you in 2021. This actually, the title is to marketers, but I don't like using that word because we talk promo. Artists don't like marketing. They like promo. It's the same crap. Okay, secret. So a couple quick stats. Instagram turned 10 years old in 2020. It's only 10 years old, which is bananas. It's the sixth most visited website, Instagram. It's the ninth most popular Google query, Instagram. Instagram is the fourth most users of any mobile app. Over 1 billion people use Instagram every month. Over 1 billion use it every month. Okay, not just who has a platform.
Yeah.
When considering all the social platforms, Instagram ranks sixth behind Facebook, YouTube, WhatsApp, Facebook Messenger, and WeChat. 88%, this blew me away, 88% of Instagram users are outside of the U.S.
Wow.
Americans are the largest Instagram audience, but they're very far from the majority. In other words, out of all the users, Americans comprise the most Instagram users, but we are not the majority of the users. India has 120 million users. Brazil has 95 million users. Indonesia, 78 million. Russia, 54 million. So when you're defining target audiences on Instagram, guys, if you're doing that kind of ads, you want to make sure you understand that. Instagram reaches 140 million U.S. users. That's an 8% increase over just the third quarter in 2020. So they grew 8% in the United States in the last 3 months, 4 months. 14% of U.S. adults have never heard of Instagram. That's fascinating. Uh-huh. Instagram saw 17% user growth in Western Europe in 2020. So that's interesting. If you are an artist who can benefit from Western Europe fans, then that's a good thing to know. Country with the highest Instagram percentage reach is Kazakhstan. Huh. So they might not have the most Instagram users, but it is the country where Instagram reaches the highest percentage of the population, 72%. The gender mix on Instagram is pretty even, 51% female, 49% male. I think that's good to know. 5% of U.S. children under 12 use Instagram. That's creepy.
What's the percentage on that?
5% of U.S. children that are under the age of 12 actually have Instagram accounts. That's
don't recommend that.
Yeah, I don't remember that. It's called child trafficking. Instagram's users spent an average of 30 minutes per day on the platform in 2020. 200 million Instagram users visit at least one business profile daily. You know, that should be your business profile, artists. Mm-hmm. 81% of people use Instagram to help research products and services. 130 million Instagram users tap on shopping posts every month. 130 million tap on shopping posts. What are you selling?
Mm-hmm.
What are you selling? Okay. If you don't have an answer for that, if you just think it's music, you need to go back to 1977. Your plaid shirt and porn mustache are calling. More than 50% of Instagram accounts use Explore every month. Do you know what the Explore tab is? This is a place for Instagram users to discover new content and new accounts to follow. Getting your content featured on Explore is a key way to expose your brand to new followers. Why aren't you doing that? If you don't know what that is, if this is news to you, you better dig in and find out. 11% of people use Instagram as a news source. And I'm going to connect the dot on that in a little bit here. Only 1% of Instagram users use no other social platform. So that means they're social butterflies. They're using all different kinds of platforms like Facebook, YouTube, TikTok, etc. Over 1 million Instagram posts each day mention the word meme. 500 million people use Instagram stories daily. 500 million people use Instagram stories daily. Wow. Okay, stories are an important channel for brands. That means you. You're a brand. Okay, mm-hmm. You want to talk about your brand? You're a brand. Better you be using stories. 58% of people say they have become more interested in a brand or product after seeing it in stories.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that seems to make sense for an artist looking for some new fans, right?
Yeah.
50% of people have visited a website to make a purchase after seeing their product or service on stories. I got a question. What are you selling? Brand stories have an 86% completion rate. So that's just a small increase from 2019. But entertainment account stories saw the largest increase in completion rate from 81 to 88%. Sports account stories have the highest completion rate. So meaning they're going through watching the whole story. Like if you have a 1 minute thing that's broken up into 4 15-minute chunks like they do on stories, people are watching the whole thing.
Awesome.
Okay. So you're a songwriter. You tell stories, yes, right? You put those stories into stories on Instagram and look at what can happen if you make it interesting and keep the user moving through those files.
Mm-hmm.
61% of Instagram users use the support small business sticker in stories. I don't think we care about that. 90% of Instagrammers use follow a business. Instagram accounts see an average of 1.46% monthly followers and growth. The average engagement rate, this is important for you to know, for an Instagram post by a business account is 0.96%. So just about 1%. So if you're not getting one engagement for every 100 followers, mm-hmm. you're not doing it right. Engagement is apparently highest for photos. Obviously, it's 1.03%. Carousel posts are like 0.86%. Video posts are 0.75%. I find that to be a little bit higher with artists' video posts, obviously, because it's an entertainment thing as opposed to speaking or whatever. So it varies a little bit depending on your business. But I think that's something to keep in mind there. 55% of fashion shoppers have made purchases based on Instagram creators' Post, 55% of fashion shoppers have made a purchase based on an Instagram creator's post.
Makes sense.
Instagram creator's post, not Kim Kardashian.
Right.
Okay. But Instagram's a highly visual medium, making it a perfect place for fashion brands to showcase and even sell their wares. So I have a question for you. Mm-hmm. What are you selling?
I noticed a theme here, Johnny.
Yeah. Right. I mean, you know, somebody's got to buy something if you're going to pay your bills. You got bills.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be selling stuff. It ain't just music. Okay. 50% of Instagram users are more interested in a brand after seeing an ad for it on Instagram. Instagram ads, what? Mm-hmm. Digital ads, what? Paying to interrupt a targeted audience to put you and your killer music in front of an audience that likely is going to respond and it's going to resonate with them. My goodness, what could happen? What could happen? I mean, you want to get that music out there? That's a way to do it. Instagram ad stats. Instagram potential advertising reach is 1.16 billion users. It's 19% of adults age 13 and over. Why is that an adult? This represents a 7.1% quarter-on-quarter increase in advertising reach. You're getting better reach on paid ads, okay?
I better be getting better reach if I'm paying for it.
Yeah, right? Instagram advertisers can reach a youth audience of 83 million. You know, that's huge.
That's a lot.
Youth audience. You're an artist. All of you need to know that that's where your audience is. Mm-hmm. Some of you maybe have an outlier kind of a thing, but listen, by the time you're 30 years old, the statistic is you've already got a career, probably working on a family, and you have really stopped the being in the machine of discovering new music. And all the music you listen to in your 20s kind of generally, this is a general statistic, but becomes the soundtrack of your life. Now, I'm speaking to musicians. I'm speaking to songwriters. I'm speaking to indie artists. You have also the curse of knowledge. Maybe you never stop listening to new music because it affects you differently than everybody else, but you're not the average consumer.
Not
you have the curse of knowledge. So why do you think that Warner Brothers just paid $582 million to get in bed with Roblox as opposed to, you know, VH1, right? Or as opposed to, you know, the Parent Teacher Association or something like that. Why? Because the kids are there. Because that's where their product gets sold. You want to get that to kids who are going to be turned on to it because it's new and it's going to become their new thing. That's what it is. And by the way, you have less of a sophisticated opinion about music when you're 15 than you do when you're 30. Don't you?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So you talk about taking candy from a baby. Why do you think about that for a second? I just sort of put that whole nut together, but think about that for a second. Like when Motley Crue first came out and the hair band thing started, and there was some like really, really, really good hair bands. And then there was just some really, really cookie cutter crap. And it just seemed like anybody could have a double platinum record.
Yeah.
Right. With the cookie cutter stuff. And then didn't we see that same thing happen in rap, in hip hop? And didn't we see that same thing happen in country music where the genre got so hot that just make them look pretty, push that crap mm-hmm. out there, give them something competitive, and they're going to sell a couple million records.
Yeah, it was crazy in the 90s.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, because these are kids, they're shaking them down for money. And these are kids that didn't know any better. You know what I mean? But they like the music. Okay, and there's the real, real big, big, big biggies, but there's artists that are legacy artists that are out there that still make a living right now that are maybe in their 50s and 60s who only sold maybe 4 or 5 million records.
Mm-hmm.
These aren't the GOATs. This isn't your Garth Brooks. This isn't your Tim McGraw. I'm not talking about the superstars. I'm talking about these legacy artists that are going around and they're still making money singing. Why? Because they punched through the marketplace at that time. And who bought it? It was the kids.
Mm-hmm.
The kids bought it. So how focused are you on that? So here's another question different than the last one I asked. Who are you selling to? Whatever it is you're selling, who are you selling to? So on Instagram, when you can reach 83 million youth, okay, mm-hmm. ages 13 to 17, that's the third largest platform in terms of youth advertising reach behind Facebook and Snapchat. Believe it or not, Facebook, bigger, 123 million.
Hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Story ads with a central text outperform ads without text 75% of the time. So if you're an artist that has over 10,000 followers on Instagram, you get the added benefit because you're so smart of being able to add the swipe up feature on your stories.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And be able to drive traffic to a link to Spotify, to your website store, to a video on YouTube, to a video on your Facebook platform, whatever you want there. Okay. And if you put text on that ad, you're going to get 75% more juice out of that, you know, whether it's a paid ad or whether you're just, it's an organic ad. If they can, the paid ads, no matter how many followers you have, you can swipe up on it. But when you have that text on there that says swipe up,
mm-hmm.
you know, you get way more work out of that. So this is like add to cart stuff, but, or if you're experimenting with different product stuff built around your brand as an artist, this matters, okay? And stories that emphasize the call to action perform better 89% of the time. So having some kind of text on your story, that ad or that post, if you can swipe up on that, is going to work better 75% of the time. Story ads that say swipe up, okay, at the bottom of the screen, if you don't make that clear, man, they perform better 89% of the time when you just tell them
what to do. You're more likely to get them to do what you want them to do if you ask them to do what you want them to do.
Yeah, exactly. Don't assume that they're just...
You want fries with that? What size fries do you want with that?
Exactly. Don't just assume that they're going to know. So Instagram video stats, how-to tutorials are the most popular form of Instagram video content right now. How-to. So what kind of... wouldn't that be amazing to come up with a little tutorial video on how to write your first line of a song?
Mm-hmm.
How to do a video, how to do a song title challenge, how to string your guitar.
Yeah.
How do I, the guitar player in a band that you like, cop tone, right? How do you deal with, how about this? How about humorous stuff, right? How to deal with a disgruntled band member and you make it funny. Right. Yeah. Like something like that. So
just metal band and you're unknown. This is your version of doing instructional cover tune, right? How so-and-so from Metallica gets his sound.
Yeah.
And you can like, here it is. And you just kill it. Right. And you play it like, here's the knobs, here's a setting and you kill it. Then like, they're like, who are you? I'm over here because I like dude from Metallica, but wow, that was pretty cool.
You just played something that sounded like pitch perfect, right? That was right on the money. It sounded like James Hetfield did that, and you just did it. I think that was cool. It took 30 seconds of my time, and who are you?
Exactly. Like you had my...
Hello. Hello. You don't even do the whole cover song, just a guitar lick or something. Exactly. There's a cat in South America, bro, that I swear to God, like this dude has the same, like, it's just him and his guitar. I don't even think you can see his face. I think it's like a mid-body shot of his guitar. And he's got a massive Instagram following. It's always like the same background. And it looks like laundry like behind it. Like it might be, he might like straight up like live in poverty that laundry might be the back wall. I can't remember if it's colors or if it's just like one part of the wall for privacy is laundry. Okay.
Yeah.
Because they don't have a fourth wall or whatever they live. But this dude's got a guitar and an amp and he's amazing, you know? But that guy just, that's all he does is those guitar licks and people love him.
Yeah.
So that kind of stuff for what, you know, or a vocal lick or a fashion stuff as an artist. Hey, here's what I learned how to put myself together as an artist. Like I got this kind of a body. And when I do this with a belt or a stripe or a color, it totally, you know what I mean? Like there's some amazing ways to do how to videos of crap that you learn every day. Hacks, like how big are hacks? Content posts for anything, right? Like, oh, did you break your light bulb? It's actually still in the socket and you don't want to cut your fingers. So cut a potato half and just stick that up there and twist, right? It's a little 10 second hack thing. Then who's this? Oh, this is Brent Baxter from the metal band, whatever. I love it. Okay.
You're more of a pop artist in the Justin Bieber lane. And what if you're putting up on Instagram or YouTube, like, hey, here are links to 5 killer Justin Bieber live videos from fans shot or whatever that are on YouTube. Like, I'm going to help you find some cool Bieber stuff.
Yeah.
So who are you getting in front of? Fans of Bieber. and yep. because you think they will be fans of you as well. And you're just becoming a go-to place for cool content. And maybe you drop your call to action, like, hey, if you like that stuff, you know, here's a link to my stuff down below. Hope you like it. Or here's, you know, here's a little intro or a little outro or here's a whatever. And you're talking about like, this is why I love this live, you know, him doing this song live at this event on in 19, you know, whatever. It wouldn't be Bieber if it's 1900 something. But, you know, when he was 19. Bieber's dad. But, you know, or you could do, you know, depend on your artist, right? If it's Metallica, it's like, yeah, when they rocked the faces off in Russia in 1989 or whatever, you could give some commentary on it, right? So awesome. Yeah. And here's a little bit of me playing it and let's go into it. And the link's below where you can edit them. I don't know, different ways you can do it. But
what if you did that with a duet with Bieber or something like that on TikTok or on Reels?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I mean, that happens all the time on TikTok. You're duetting with people. And
like, who sang it better, right? Or whatever.
You may not want to go into that, but...
But I mean, knowing that he's going to get all of it, right? But I mean, what a great self-deprecating way. Like, you set that up right.
Yeah.
And you're charming about it, and you're not actually expecting people to... If it's very clear that right. you're tongue-in-cheek about it, you know what I mean? Yeah. That could be a great way to be like, actually, you didn't do bad. You know?
Yeah. I mean, major artists are doing stuff like duet me because they know that a ton of people are going to go duet them and it helps the artist, right? It just spreads them around.
Imagine the duet with you got like your Justin Bieber. Okay. And I'm just picturing your face, Brent. Let's say that you could sing. Okay.
let's say that.
And you got like some big dude, right? Who's like a friggin' bouncer or something, mm-hmm. and he's got you by the throat, and he's got his fist right up to your face, and it's like, who sang it better? And you're like, I don't want to sing it, you know?
Yeah.
and then all of a sudden it's like, sing it, and then you go and you sing it, and it's like, it's funny, it's humorous, but you crush it.
Yeah.
Right? And nobody's gonna say, you have to be a real douchebag to come down, because it's very clear you're not saying that you sing better than Justin Bieber, but you are putting yourself next to Justin Bieber
yeah.
with a voice that could compete. I mean, stuff like that is brilliant.
Yeah. Or even if you don't say who did it better, but you're just straight up duetting because their major artists are putting that stuff out yeah. because they know that it's going to go help them go viral. And if you're awesome, you can surf that wave and people go, whoa.
Yep. Good point. Next, IG. TV videos are 4 times larger than photos. So IGTV videos are a good way to draw potential new eyeballs to your account. First step is to get on that Explorer page if you don't already know how that is. IGTV now has automatic captions. They're available in 16 languages. So if you can transcend the English language, then that's a good way for you. So moving on to the last one, rapid fire. Here we go. Okay. Let's go over some social media video ideas to modernize your promo.
Ooh.
Okay. I want to modernize your promo with this. So I did a little bit of work on this and a little bit of thought and just some super rapid fire creative stuff to wrap this up. How about a this or that interview? An interview that shows the human side of your culture as an artist by giving team members a platform to express themselves. So who's on your team? Like if it's just you as the artist, do you have band members that are in your band? Is there Joe the roadie, your first roadie? Or maybe you're a bigger brand.
Drives you to your shows.
Yeah. How about that?
I mean, Taylor, you know, like, it was all about dragging her mama everywhere, or was back in the day, you know, and that was part of,
there you go. Part of it.
So that was her career.
I saw, well, the movie she put out last year, her mom was all over that. I think a simple little film, and maybe you use some of the lighting techniques that we taught you about. I digress on that. And you film somebody from your team, whoever it is, like this works for medium artists, bigger artists, and brand new artists, right? Mm-hmm. And just answer a series of relatable this or that questions, like Game of Thrones or Breaking Bad, Disney or Pixar.
Republican or Democrat? No, don't do that one.
Don't do that, yeah. But whatever sort of goldmine questions that you can have that maybe can be a little bit of branding, and just like boom, 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 boom. It's like a 15-second video, rapid fire, and people are just going to listen to that. Keep it spontaneous. Don't reveal the questions. You know how I don't tell Brent what the title is in Song Title Challenge until we press the record button because right. we want to keep it authentic. Don't tell the questions on this or that strategy. Keep it spontaneous and do the interview. Authenticity is key, but
it takes less time. That's part of the reason we do the Song Title Challenge like spontaneously, because yeah. I don't have to think about it beforehand.
Exactly.
It's spontaneous, but it takes less time.
artists can do this with other artists. Are you an artist that's part of like a little scene that's going on in your market, right? Artists can do this with other band members, people from your management team, people from your social media team, people that are roadies, friends of the artist, family members of the artist. You know, people are going to roll their eyes at you because you're like the big artist and they're like, whatever, you're always going to be my sister, you know, or my brother. I'm always going to be dead. Your kids, you know, how about your kids? Maybe you don't want to put them on social media, but your kids doing this or that to some of these questions that were pertinent to them could be one of the most adorable freaking things you ever seen. And I mean, not for nothing, I still think the number one YouTuber is like this little Asian kid that's, he's probably 12 now, but
David,
a few years ago, he was like 6 or 7. And yeah, he just given his opinion on toys. And he's like the most adorable thing ever. Kid makes 7 figures a year.
Oh yeah. My kids used to watch the heck out of that.
Yeah. So putting that on there, what a great way to again, get in front of kids and just get your brand out there. But I think that's a fun thing, this or that. So song promo, promote a new song or an old song. What if you build hype with a promo video by mixing it together with other screen recordings, use this single artwork and do some crazy stuff to the single artwork that to make it move like in Wurbl, on the Wurbl app or something like that. And your song is the catchy soundtrack. Okay. And you can turn that promo into from like an old school thing to like an edgy thing by creating a series of funny videos about like how not to use the song. How not to think about this song. Like if you got a song that says something and you can come up with a list of 5 different ways that you shouldn't pay attention, don't listen to this song because it might make you do this or it might make you do that. And be funny about it. Social media audiences love humor, and the off-the-wall videos can do a better job of promoting you and your song than like the traditional method.
Oh, here's one. Times not to say the song title.
There you go. I like that. That's just happened. Yeah.
I mean, how funny would that be? You just come up with these social situations and what the song title is, some really boring. I love you. Okay. Right. I love you. You know, you get your oil change. The guy's like, here's your bill. And you go, I love you. Ding. Time not to say your song title.
There's a ding on the audio. Like, you know, you do some sound design on that, like bing. Like,
you know, you do an overdub, you know, you get like a presidential debate and Trump and Biden are staring at each other. Then you overdub one of them saying to the other one, I love you.
Ding. I love your sister.
I love your sister. That could be really funny, what does it do? It keeps getting your song title in front of them, right? In these funny situations where that's not when you'd say it.
How fun is that, right? There's a fun little thing. It doesn't take you that long to put it together. You know what I mean? You just go and you do something like that. What a great way to kind of use some video strategy to make that happen in a rap. And that would work on stories. That would work on TikTok. That would work on Reels. That would work on your feed. You can be in all these different surfaces with that kind of content. And it would be funny. And then how about doing that same thing and sort of rapid firing, like if you're in a band or, you know, you've got a team around you, you rapid fire around the team. Okay. So here we go. Top ways not to use this, when not to say this song title. Go.
That'd be hilarious on the bus. You know, somebody's just filming you going around or whatever, backstage or
band practice. Right,
the title. What's the title? I don't know. I'm trying to think.
Shout at the devil.
Shout at the devil. Yeah.
You know, I mean, whatever it is, this old oak tree, I don't know, like whatever. But all right, next, trending news. So be careful here. Unless you're an artist with a very clear political brand, stay away from politics as a comment, okay? But trending news, you can use headlines from anywhere to spin in humor, contradiction. Both sides of the aisle in the political spectrum right now are freaking out. So you can spin just love and light and peace, love and grooviness messages into a trending news story that people are going to click on because it's so hot right now. Mm-hmm. But here you are, maybe with a quick song or something like that, or a quick little something, and just trying to remind everybody to calm down. But it's trending news. Oh, it could be, you know, tech news. It could be celebrity news. It could be whatever. But piggybacking off of that and commenting on that will get traffic, organic traffic to you and help you kind of work your brand into the lexicon.
What if it's like song response? You know, the news, song response to the news. And like, oh, this, Yeah, okay, this happened at the Capitol. So what's my song response? And maybe it's a cover, maybe it's an original. And it's like, come on, people now, shine on your brother. Try to love one another. You know, that's like, right. It could be that kind of kumbaya kind of thing.
Yeah, with a gun over there.
It could be what that. Yeah, there's got to be some way out of this. Yeah. Like, what's my song response to the news of the day?
Oh, that's really cool. Genius, actually. And you just pick a really huge song, and here's my song response to the trending news of the day. Damn.
Yeah, like, okay, that, this happened, here's my that, response that, in song.
That is so good. Song response to the, okay, hold
so
on.
So it's I'll like a cover or an original. You just pepper those in, right, when it's fitting. But it's news, so it's current topic. Your topic, surfing on hot topics. It's a cover song.
So good. You get
the people that are interested in the cover song, the people that are interested in the news, so it introduces them to your kind of version of it. Boom.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, and then you just slay it.
When are you going to hire me?
I don't know. Like, this is good.
He's
thanks,
like,
friend.
I'll get you for free.
Okay, next, behind the scenes. Many of you do some BTS shots and stuff, but what if you challenge a member, a band member or a team member to film a day in the life to post on stories, right? Or like what they do and what it's like to work for you or something. It could be like a real funny, humorous kind of thing. Or how about a behind the scenes where you give your fans a drop on like a secret family recipe and you kind of cook it and you do like one of those tasty videos mm-hmm. where you really put like a GoPro on your counter, looking down on your counter and you cook the whole thing up and you do like a time lapse and it's super fast. And of course your song can be the soundtrack to it. And mm-hmm. here's a great, I mean, if it looks good, I only know the brand Tasty because they put food videos in my Facebook feed and I like the recipes.
Yeah.
It's not because I don't go to Tasty because of the recipe. Tasty came to me with the recipe and now I know who they are.
Yeah.
So that kind of stuff. I mean, and what else could you do? Makeup, quick makeup tutorials. Like if you're an artist that does certain things or again, fashion stuff, whatever, but like the BTS stuff really works. Okay, moving on. FAQ videos. Give your fans some cool, frequently asked question video content. Stuff that if you were a company would be on your FAQ page, yeah. Right on your website.
I mean, what is FAQ? Fans asking questions.
Fans asking questions? Yeah, yeah.
Or asking questions if you don't like that. The word fan.
Yeah. But if you put it into a video format and push it out, like how to record a song, how to tune your guitar, again, how to cop just the right guitar tone. George Lynch, Michael Wagner told me one time, George Lynch, just so fanatical about his guitar tone, sometimes he'd take 3 days to cop it before they cut a lead.
Wow.
So if you're a guitar player, you get this, man. You're always just struggling with the tone. How to deal with, again, another band member. So Williams Honor, Gordon Brown and Reagan Richards, they bicker back and forth kind of. It's almost like an I Love Lucy thing. Mm-hmm. Well, when they started putting that front and center on their content, they blew up online. And they're just taking advantage of kind of ripping on one another through puppets, right? That it's super fun and it's super funny and people love it because they love them. And it really, really resonates with their audience. So that kind of stuff where you film that conversation or whatever, how to say no to somebody.
Yeah.
Right. What about something like that? Like, hey, would you guys be willing to come for free and play and we'll get you some exposure at the club? And you're like, blank, blank, blank. No. You know,
yeah.
any questions that you're to your point, Brent, that your fans actually put forth, something like that. And you do a video about that, answer that and put that out.
And what this comes down to, again, we've said it a bunch on the podcast. You're not just an artist. You're a media company.
Yes.
What does it sound like? You're like your own channel.
Yeah. You got to be firing out content.
Hey, this is me playing a song or me making music.
So here's an ace up your sleeve for this next one that will work when you have content writer's block. Just a top five quick fire content creation. So it's top five best artists. You can make it funny. You can do this by yourself and you can explain why. You can make it funny to get in an argument with another band member or another artist or somebody from your family. No, Bowie was way better than, you know, and that kind of stuff I think people would find funny, especially if they like those two artists that you're arguing about and they have a dog in the fight, right?
Yeah.
Top five best guitar brands, best drum brands, best singers, best songwriters, best songs, best bands, best performances, best TV shows, whatever. How about top five reasons not to like our band, right? How about top five reasons to never listen to this song? Mm-hmm. Just different things to get people when you do that quick funny thing and they're like, okay, now I got to go listen to it to see what it is they're talking about because I'm a little fascinated by it. These are just some different, like top five is a great quick fire thing you can shoot off at any time. And you do a couple of those and you're going to get into a groove where you and your, where either you by yourself or you know, any people that you're kind of include in it are just going to know what the role is and you're going to be able to fire them off super fast and make that happen and put some content out. Okay. And then final thing is fan contributions, repurpose fan content, have band members comment on it, hold a contest to get the best user generated content. Be looking at your fan stuff to see when they go and they tag you and when they share you and they use your music or they say something for you so that you can repurpose that and use that on other platforms to let people know, hey, there's more people than just me that care about me. So there we go, guys. That gets us to the end. That was rapid fire. We got a lot of stuff in there. We still went long. Dang it. I thought this was going to be like a half hour episode, but you know, it's me.
And me. I had ideas too.
So, hey, we are available for consultation, guys. If you want some tips and some strategies to help connect a couple dots and get you on a strategy, it's going to get you moving forward, making some money, getting some cash flow going, help you put a dent and your budgets so that you can get some e-commerce happening, then email us at info@daredevilproduction.com. Put consultation in the subject line. We do charge for this, but listen, it's going to be worth it. This is a lot of information, but being able to apply it directly to your situation matters. I have a free gift for you. Just get the free PDF download, 21 biggest reasons you don't have more fans and how to rectify that, how to fix it. Just go to giftfromjohnny.com, J-O-H-N-N-Y, giftfromjohnny.com, and tell us where to send it. Just put your email address in there. We'll let you know. And that's that, guys. This brings us to the end of another Killer Climb episode. Join the climb community. Subscribe to the podcast. Tell a friend. Leave a rating and review. This podcast exists because we want you to win. So keep on climbing.
And we'll see you at the top.